from Earl Henry Air Park Stadium here in Clearwater, Florida. It is time now for Milwaukee Lions football. It's our pregame here as the Lions today take on the Tampa Gator Bait. The Lions coming in here at 0-2. Brent Morrison and the Gator Bait are at 1-1. And I'll tell you, a lot of moves with quarterbacks around the league. I know you don't agree with a lot of this stuff, Brett, but I can tell you this is a significant. I think it's significant. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about the moves that being made at quarterback by these teams. Right here in Tampa, they have sat down Pete Hill. Now, I know he's got six picks. He's also got a couple of touchdown passes, but more importantly, I think there has been a good question about the suspect pass protection around the league.
Well, yeah, but I mean, by the same token, we're seeing some good running blocking, and and we've even pointed out that the offensive lines of some of these teams are the highlight. So what do you,
Well, pass protection looks slightly different from being able to block for the run. And I think a lot of quarterbacks are taking the bad heat,
taking a bad rap, and they're taking too much heat.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got it, Mr. Morrison.
Touch. Back way off. Go back to your corner.
Jack, this is Earl. When we get on the air,
we're on the air now, Earl.
All right, Jack.
Anyway, so hi, folks. Welcome to, we're on the air. Everybody knows we're on the air except for Earl. With me here, of course, Brett Morrison. And we're going to take a break. We're here at Earl Henry Air Park Stadium. The reason why I call this Earl Henry Air Park Stadium is because it is a... It's near an airport, I guess.
Yeah, we're in the southwestern corner of an airport.
We'll be right back here with the starting lineups for today's game. The 1-1 Tampa... The 1-1 Tampa Gator Bait. I belched. I mean, it happens. The 1-1 Tampa Gator Bait against the 0-2 Milwaukee Lions, trying to get win number one here this weekend.
Hi, everybody. Brett Morrison here for Rose's Meatballs. Rose's Meatballs, they're right there in the... east end of town, right on the lake, and I'll tell you, Rose's Meatballs, I stumble over myself trying to say the things that I love about Rose's Meatballs.
Well, you're stumbling over yourself because the best part of Rose's Meatballs, Brett, is letting those balls just sit in your cheeks.
That's exactly right, because Rose's Meatballs are so flavorful, and they have such a delicious gravy and great seasonings that you don't want to just chew them up and swallow them because then they're gone. You want them to sit there in your mouth. When you go into Rose's, you see about 5, 10, 15 guys all sitting around at lunch.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say with balls in their cheeks.
Rose's Meatballs. Put the balls in your cheeks and enjoy it.
Rose's Meatballs does not approve of the very obvious double entendre that's going on in this commercial. Rose's Meatballs is a fine old Italian name in Milwaukee.
What's Italian about meatballs?
Rose's Meatballs. You guys are really crude.
I hate it so much what you just done did.
Back here at Earl Henry Stadium in Clearwater, Florida is actually where we are. If I said Tampa, I misspoke, as the Lions are going to try and get up off the mat here. So we talked about the fact that the Tampa, along with a lot of other clubs in the league, have been, changed quarterbacks, and they have. We didn't give you the name of the quarterback.
Yes, Sean Snuck is the new quarterback for Tampa Gator Bait. He'll be starting in place of Pete Hill. We'll see how long this takes place.
But one guy that is coming back who has got a job, Tommy Bloed.
Tommy Bloed, I think a lot of people believe in this organization. And even though Tommy is sitting there with a quarterback rating right now of 29.3, he's thrown two picks, no touchdowns, 39%. They feel that this young man is going to get better.
He's going to get better, huh? Right now, Tommy Bloed is sitting somewhere in seventh or eighth place in quarterbacks in the Hillbilly Football Conference. The leading quarterback is Fasheed Barry.
And look, right, see right there. See, look at.
Don't put your finger on. Oh, God, that's meatball juice you got all over it.
Right, see right there?
I see it, Brett. He's got four picks.
That's right.
And two touchdown passes and a completion percentage of 53%. Look, at if we're grading on the curve, Fasheed Barry is Joe Montana. All right, let's go to the starting lineups, Brett, shall we?
Go ahead and do the Lions, and I got the Tampa Gator Bait.
Tampa Gator Bait will be handled by my partner, but the Lions coming in here with Tommy Bloed at quarterback. He's number 8, 6'4", 195 from North Carolina. At the running back position is Urchin Burley, starting his second game, 6', number 30, 223 from Alabama. Our fullback, number 38, Dakota North from Nevada, 6', 255 pounds. And we have it, our wide receivers, Lawrence Berber, 5'11", 181, number 83. Tucker Pedbo, number 84, 6'2", 190. And number 81 is Donnell Slade, 5'10", 175. Over at tight end, we've got Kadeef Gannon from Vanderbilt, 6'7", 259, number 80. Number 87, Demetrius Reed, 6'3", 243, from Arizona State. At the left tackle is Tony Todmore, 6'7", 315, 65 is his number. Grambling State is where he played his college ball. Playing in his second game starting at left guard is Monroe Heaver, 6'4", 315, number 70, and he played his college ball at University of Texas. The center is Eduardo Fleming from Simon Fraser, number 66, 2, 343. The right guard, Dominique Schneider, has moved over from left guard. He is 6'7", 354, number 68, from Miami. Right tackle is Andre Lavender from Florida State, number 73, 6'5", 351. The left end, with a league-leading four sacks so far, is Corey Humpty, 6'6", 259, from Syracuse. At right end, with three sacks of his own, is Neffy Stowe.
I think he's got two.
He's got two sacks? All right. I was trying to give him one extra. There's Neffy Stowe, 6'5", 280 from Cal, number 94. Defensive tackle, we're starting a new guy here from Hillbilly Development. That's Elton Blast from Oklahoma State, 6'3", 272. He effectively takes the place of Clayton Skididdle. And over at the other defensive tackle is number 90, Jake Collick from Miami University, 6'4", 318. Left outside linebacker from Washington State is DeAndre Sullivan, number 57. The middle linebacker is Levon Winter, 6'2", 241 from Nebraska. And at the right outside linebacker is Maurice Grisling, 6'2", 238 from Michigan. Our cornerbacks are Buddy Pering, 6'2", 217 from UCLA. And number 23 is Darius Bichner from BYU. And from Arizona is the 5'11", 185, number 21, Diego Shankford. Free safety, Dimitri Bodemont from Fresno State, number 25, 5'11", 203. The strong, and also at the nickel position there at safety is Tyrone Hownow. He's from Kent State, number 28. Strong safety is Beveron Calhoun, number 24, 6'1", 214 from Georgia. The kicker is Craig Slatherton from Michigan. He's wearing number 3. And our punter, we got a new punter. This is our big move. We didn't change our quarterback, but at least we got a punter.
Yeah, we do. We got Ricky Tikki Tonnell. Ricky Tikki is from the...
Now, this guy's name is Ricky Tikki?
Yeah, Ricky Tikki.
All right. So they mind if I say Ricky Tikki Tack?
They have explicitly said they would rather you not mess with his name. It's a family name.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
Jack, I verified that with the Tikki family.
Well, what is it? Ricky Tikki's his first name.
Yes, but Tikki is the maiden name of the mother's maiden, of the mother maiden.
Of the mother what? All right, go ahead.
Ricky Tikki Tonnell is number 17. He is the punter from Ohio State. And, of course, the head coach of the Milwaukee Lions is Jersey Jeffries. Again, as you said very, very well, Jack, you know, we got to start getting it on and get some wins going.
All right, let's take a look at the with the Tampa Gator Bait, and here's Brett. What were you doing butting in? I was doing the Lions.
I know, but you're asking for help.
Yeah, but then you took over the head coach is Jersey Jeffries, and now here's my partner, Brett Morrison.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Sean Snuck is the new starting quarterback for BYU, 6'2", number 5 for the Tampa Gator Bait. The running back, Taka Boyd, he's second in the league, Taka Boyd is, in rushing. Right now with 187 yards, 5.1 yards per carry. He's got a touchdown and a fumble. He wears number 35. The fullback is number 45, Tango Carruthers from Utah. At the wide receivers is Wayne Lick, number 87, and Reba Michelson, number 83, and Billy Boxner is number 85. The tight end is Cody Sanderson, number 80, from Boise State, and Bodine Fudd from New Hampshire, number 86. Left tackle for the Tampa Gator Bait, Lug Harris from USC, 6'6", 307, number 75. Number 64 is the left guard from Hawaii. That's Keith Kaluni. At the center for the Tampa Gator Bait is Izzy Schley. He's number 67 playing center. Right guard is Connor Binford, number 72 from Syracuse. And at right tackle is Otis Pyle from Utah State, number 61. The left end is Peterson Muggo with two sacks this year. He's number 62, 6'1", 250 from Wyoming. The right end for Tampa Gator Bait is Jeremy Mincy, number 94 from Florida. The defensive tackle is erstwhile Perkins, a third-round pick.
This is the guy that's made an immediate impact with this tape, too.
Yeah, erstwhile Perkins has definitely made his presence felt there on the defensive line. He's number 71, 6'2", 285 from Vanderbilt. The other defensive tackle is Irving Swerve, new from Hillbilly Development, 6'2", 296, number 98. At left outside linebacker is number 56, Pedro Estevez from Nevada. At the middle linebacker from Florida State is Mekki Bevin. He wears number 52. At the left outside linebacker position is Darian Casbon, number 54 from Florida State. Playing a cornerback is Luther Poodle, cornerback number 27 from Ohio State. The other cornerbacks are Slick Davidson, number 48 from Virginia, and Avis Anthony from Oklahoma, number 30. The free safety for Tampa is Clyde Wilcock. In the nickel situation is Fatso Berry. Clyde Wilcock wears number 26. Fatso Berry is number 31. And over strong safety for the Tampa Gator Bait is Marvell Gutsy, number 25 from San Diego State. The kicker for Tampa is Mike Salazar. He wears number 2 from Oregon State. And the punter is Logan Buster from Arizona. And the head coach of the Tampa Gator Bait is Darian Duckworth, I think is his name. Jack, you may have an update on that.
Well, there's no, what do you mean an update? The coach's name is Darian Duckworth. Darian Duckworth, the head coach of Tampa. All right. Time to get it on, huh?
I got that touch.
Time to start the ball game, folks. Coming up next is Milwaukee Lion football as they take on from Earl Henry Air Park Stadium here in Clearwater, Florida. God damn it. Write it down right, will you? I'm sorry I used that language, folks. Write it down, will you please?
All right, Jack, I have it.
That's great, Earl. You don't have to be on the mic for every single thing. Maybe when you take a shit, I shouldn't have said that.
You want me to announce my ball movements? That's ridiculous.
No, I don't.
We'll be right back here with Milwaukee Lion football against the Tampa Gator Bait here from Earl Henry Air Park Stadium in Clearwater, Florida, right after these messages.
Milwaukee Lion pregame brought to you by Rose's Meatballs. Just let them sit right there in your cheeks. Rose's Meatballs, a proud sponsor of Milwaukee Lion football. Wang, W-A-N-G, 1380. What a monster signal. All the way down three blocks, and we even reach the pump, that pumping station. The pump. You'll get it. The pumping station. Keep practicing.
Dr. Kimball's Detox Center helped him, and it can help you too.
Would you believe that Utica Club is one of the half dozen or so beers in the United States to use mash filters instead of a lager tub in order to separate the grain from the liquid, even though it requires the employment of two extra men to change these filters? Just because this method standardizes grain-liquid contact time and therefore ensures that every Utica Club is a better-tasting brew?
Harry?
Hmm.
Your socks don't match.
You see. We drink all we can. The rest we sell.
Live from Earl Henry Stadium here in Clearwater, Florida, it is Milwaukee Lions football. The Lions go out on the road for the first time this year as the Tampa Gator Bay, Brett Morrison, are having their very first home game of the year.
Yeah, Tampa 1-1 out on the road. They lost to the Utah Flaming Cavalry, but last week they really put it on the Miami Gator Bay 17-3. And I'll tell you what, in that football game, their running back, Taka Boyd, ran it up pretty good.
Taka Boyd had 131 yards, I believe, in that football game. And it was a great defensive effort for the Tampa Gator Bait as well. But their starting quarterback, Pete L., lost his job to, at least temporarily, to Sean Snuck as Darian Duckworth or Duckford or, you know.
Boy, you get the guy's name is the most beautiful music to his ears.
A guy's name is the most. I got to write that one down.
That's beautiful, Mr. Morrison.
You think so, Touch? Why don't the two of you guys get together and you can carve up some them and those little paper dolls?
Well, no, I'm just, you know.
No, I understand. The guy's name is whatever. The most beautiful music to his ears. The guy's name who coaches this team is Darian Duckworth. Darian Duckworth. So Tampa comes in at 1-1. Our guy is named Jersey Jeffries, but guess what? His football team is 0-2. What was that?
Jack, that was me just fooling around with a computer.
Would you not do it on the air if you don't mind? So in any event, we're getting ready to rock and roll here. Lions get ready to receive this ball. Mike Salazar is teeing it up for the Tampa Gator Bait. This ballpark is an old ballpark, but they've got it's a multi-level park, and they've even got some luxury boxes here that they have put in. It seats about 41,000. It's a comfortable place. Looks like they put a new paint job on it, too. The kick is out of bounds, and so that is a
you know, procedure penalty. So the Lions get a break. They're going to have some field position here. We've got rain falling on the field, the 40-yard line, first and 10 for the Milwaukee Lions as they come out in a shotgun formation already with a tight end on the right side, and up come the Tampa Gator bait looking blitz. They're rushing hard. The pass down the middle of the field, and it is picked off by Tampa. Tampa the 30, the 40, down across midfield, the 45-yard line, and down at the 40-yard line, Luther Poodle picking it off.
Luther Poodle back there as Tommy Bload was trying to go deep to, it looked like Donnell Slade, and Luther Poodle just stepped in front of Donnell Slade and took it down the near sideline, and that's a first down Tampa.
Right out of the gate, Tommy Bload makes it a very difficult thing for anybody to, you know, plead his case. He throws a pick.
It was a ill-advised throw, especially under that double coverage.
Out comes a single back, two wide receivers to the right, a tight end to the left side, to the right side, I should say. And here is the run to Taka Boyd. He stopped short of the line of scrimmage. Number 50, Maurice Grisling, making the tackle there for the Milwaukee Lions. I mean, it looked like the Lions were going to make a statement there with that first play out of the shotgun. They had Donnell Slade back there, but double covered, offset eye formation, two wide receivers. The ball at the 41-yard line, second down and nine for Tampa. They give us the Taka Boyd. He runs the opposite side on a counter play. And again, he stopped short of the goal line. Coming over on that play was the middle linebacker Levon Winner making the tackle, and so that brings up a third down and eight at the 40-yard line for Tampa. So they're not setting the world on fire yet with the running game. They got two tight ends in, two wide receivers. Back goes Snuck, standing at the 45, and down he goes at the 47-yard line, and it is Elton Blast, the defensive tackle, just up from Hillbilly One.
Elton Blast blasted right on in there, and
I think that's why he has that name.
I think maybe, or maybe his parents just, you know, maybe that's the last name of the family.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Elton Blast with the sack, and it is a fourth down, and in comes Logan Buster to punt the ball. It is a fair catch called for. It's going to bound down at the five, and it bounces out, takes a Milwaukee bounce out to the 23-yard line. Boy, that was beautiful.
That ball came down as if it was going to go into the end zone for a touchback, and instead it comes back Milwaukee's way.
We'll take timeout. It's scoreless right now here at Earl Henry Stadium in Clearwater. The Lions nothing, Tampa nothing. On the Tampa, on the Milwaukee Lion podcast. Ah, shit.
Everything you need for your home, for your garden, for your family, for your life, you can't get at Rubens. But what you can get at Rubens is great gardening equipment. Hello, I am Ruben Escobar. I am the owner of Rubens, and we're located here in Milwaukee. That's right, Milwaukee. That is our address. That is where we live. This is where we breathe. This is where we love. This is where we enjoy life. It is Rubens Gardening Supplies. Why are we in Milwaukee? Why would we come here to Wisconsin? Because I was born here, as were my children, as was my grandfather. We're all from Wisconsin with a fine old Wisconsin Hispanic accent. You don't know that, do you? You don't know that Wisconsin was originally formed and founded and created by
Mexicans.
Dr. Kimball's Detox Center is a perfect way for you to round out a commercial. You're not really sure where it's going to and things like that. I can come on and say that guy has a drug problem. Dr. Kimball.
WANG Wang announces Morning News with me, Billy Bob Barden. We've fired the Quick family, fired all of those funny guys, Jack Gagechny, and that whole thing with bread at the park. Forget it. Now it's news. Yes, this is where talk radio is going. Sterile, boring, says nothing, does nothing, lazy, myopic. All the things that talk radio is Wang.
We is talk radio what it is.
What it is? Too ethnic. Wang, 1380. Forget that I said what it is.
What it am.
Now that's white. Wang.
Boy, what a clusterfuck that was. Excuse my language. You told me to go to break, Earl, and while we went to break, Tommy Bload went back for a pass. He was hit, he fumbled, and the ball was taken into the end zone for a touchdown.
And what happened was Tommy Bload was hit by Darian Casbaugh on a linebacker blitz. Mekhi Bevin was diving for it, couldn't get to it, but then it was Bevin that picked up the fumble and ran it in for the touchdown.
And right now we have the extra point made by Mike Salazar. Nope, he missed the extra point. What a weird fucking game. Excuse my language.
Jack, they asked me to ask you.
Just back off. It's six. Back off of me, Earl. 6-0. Tampa over the Lions on the Lions podcast. Fuck.
Fuck.
Hi, I'm Joe Gonad, and you want to get a lemonade because things are tensing up, go to Joe Gonad Lemonade. I have good lemonade.
Joe Gonad has the greatest lemonade I've ever had in my life, I've ever had in my existence on this planet. I don't know if you notice or not about me, but I was a prisoner of war, the Chinese and the Korean War, and they served me a lemonade. No, they didn't. What am I saying?
You hallucinated that.
Oh, that's right. I hallucinated getting lemonade after being beaten by the Chinese for trying to, you know, escape and all that. Anyway, make a long story short, that was the best lemonade I ever had until Joe Gonad's lemonade. However, if you have Joe Gonad lemonade, you may not survive the experience. I think I'm hallucinating again.
Hey, I'm Brett Morrison. Get Joe Gonad lemonade. It's great. It's the best you'll ever have. You just may not survive going into his home to get it, because that's where you've got to go get it.
I'm Joe Gonad. Get my lemonade.
Joe Gonad's Lemonade, a proud sponsor of the first half of Milwaukee Lion football.
Don't forget me. I'm Barney from Barney's Roses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
Second half of football. Woo-hoo.
And back here at the Earl Henry Stadium, just a comedy of errors. The missed extra point, and here come the Lions up the field with Lawrence Berber on the kickoff return to the 20-yard line. Sure, the 20-yard line. And making the tackle over there, Fetso Berry for Tampa. So the Lions, two turnovers, a pick, a fumble. They played good defense in the first series by Tampa, but the score came by way of the turnover and the fumble by Bloed. First down, 20-yard line, running wide to the right. There goes Urchin Burley. Burley out to the 25 to the 28-yard line on a sweep. That was a beautiful, beautiful play there.
Everybody on the right side of the line there, from Dominique Schneider to Andre Lavender, and the pulling center, Eduardo Fleming. Good block downfield by Lawrence Berber.
Second down and four. The ball at the 30, at the 28-yard line, rather. In motion of the backfield now goes Kadeef Gannon. Back to pass is Bloed. He throws over the middle. A good strike thrown there. And now a Tampa interference penalty on Berber. Excuse me, on the Poodle. The ball completed to Berber at the 40-yard line. And it is a first down now. First and 10 on the interference by Luther Poodle on Lawrence Berber, 42-yard line, first down. They're in a I formation, tight end to the right side, two wide receivers. This is Urchin Burley, gets maybe 2 yards, that's it, before he's wrapped up by the middle linebacker, Mickey Bevan, number 50. Luther Poodle mugged Lawrence Berber as he turned, and I'll tell you what, Tommy Bloed really fired a frozen rope in there.
Well, the ball got to the wide receiver. Wells, good timing pattern.
Two wide receivers right, tight end to the right. Here's the give it a single back. Up the middle is Urchin Burley and picks up almost 7-8 yards on the play, close to the midfield stripe. Good running play there on that right side of the line for the Milwaukee Lions. Ball at the 47-yard line. And we got a third down and four now. This has been the killer all year for the Lions. Either we turn it over, we don't make the third down. We don't make the first down, rather. Offset eye formation. There's the give to Urchin Burley. He runs it back left the other way after getting stopped on the right side of the line. First down.
That's a beautiful, beautiful instinct there by Urchin Burley. He was stopped up there on the right side of the line. He got a traffic jam, went going the other way. First down.
And a ball now in Tampa territory. First and 10 with a single back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. Back to pass is Tommy Bloed, throwing the ball almost into the midst of the defender there on the 30-yard line in Tampa territory.
Slick Davidson of the Tampa Gator Bait almost had his hands on that, and the ball was intended for Tucker Pedbo.
Well, the ball was thrown behind Pedbo, and it was actually thrown to Pedbo, but he had Slick Davidson right in front of him, slightly behind him. Back to pass, and it is picked off on this second down play all the way down to the 32-yard line, picked off at the 50. Good Christ. Three Lion turnovers in this ball game, and it was Slick Davidson, the guy we were just talking about. The pass was intended for Demetrius Reed on the left side, and Davidson picks it off at around the 45, returns it to the 31, first and 10 Tampa. This is a fucking disaster already. Offset eye formation, a tight end to the left side, wide receiver to the right, back to pass is Sean Snuck. He throws the ball underneath, and that's picked off by the Lions. Back to the 35-yard line. Big interception there by Beverin Calhoun. I love that.
And that pass was intended for the tight end, Cody Sanderson, right over the middle, but Beverin Calhoun got up in the air and grabbed it out of the air. How do you like that quarterback, Snuck?
What is that supposed to mean? It's a first down for the Lions at the 31-yard line. Tommy Bloed giving the ball. Running right now is Urchin Burley, and he gets stopped for a 3-yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. Urchin Burley And it was erstwhile Perkins making the tackle there, getting right into the backfield on that second down at 13, ball at the 29-yard line. What a weird fucking game so far. Excuse my language. Offset eye formation into the in motion to the right side goes Kadeef Gannon. He's got two wide receivers, or that's Demetrius Reed, rather, to the right side. And the running of Urchin Burley gets to the 40, 41-yard line. Big pickup. Burley with 19 rushing yards on six carries thus far. For the Milwaukee Lions is a second down on a big play, a third down and six, rather, on a four-yard gain. I thought it would have been a big play. Was it a second down? It's at the shotgun formation of the Lions at the tight end of the left side, two wide receivers to the right, Burley in the backfield, three down linemen for Tampa to pass over the middle. It's incomplete. Intended for Tucker Pedbo. He had Pedbo underneath. He had Kadeef Gannon going a little bit deeper. So it's a fourth down as this clusterfuck, especially here behind the scenes, Earl.
Well, Jack, we didn't know that there'd be a touchdown.
Oh, is that right? We went to a break in the middle, while a touchdown was being scored. But what the hell? Here is the kick now by Ricky Ticky, whatever the hell his name is, I forget.
Ricky Ticky Lundy.
Ricky Ticky Lundy. And that ball is spotted at the 18-yard line, so that's a pretty decent kick. We're not giving up field position anyway. And we'll be back. This is the Lions on the Lions podcast. The Lions nothing, Tampa 6. Fuck it.
Barney's Roses, now in the downtown mall square, invites you to pick up a dozen roses and take them to a woman.
The woman will like them. She'll think you know all about roses. They'll smell good and they'll look good. I'm Barney from Barney's Roses.
Barney's Roses, go get them, put them into water, and give them to a girl. Next thing you know, for to have the sex.
Barney's Roses. We don't give you a lot of gussied up stuff and that gay. Buy her some pajamas. No, no, no. Barney's Roses is all about the roses. All about the roses.
Hi, I want to buy some daffodils.
What's the sign say?
Barney's Roses.
Okay.
Oh.
That's right. Only roses. Thank you.
Can I get some roses?
You can get some roses now that you've got it right, but if you come in here asking for any other flower ever again, you die. And you die slow.
Barney's Roses. Roses, not daffodils. Roses. Jesus H.
This is Jack I. Gagner. Don't make the mistake of going into Barney's and ordering anything other than roses.
Welcome back here. The Tampa Gator Band have the ball at the 20, at the 18-yard line, rather. It's 6-0 Tampa here in the first quarter. Back is Sean Snuck. The pass over the middle completes the pass. The 27-yard line. Darius Bichner making a tackle there on Uriba Michelson.
Yeah, Uriba Michelson. We mentioned him in the pregame, or we might have mentioned him in the pregame. I don't remember, but he's a probably the more productive of the two wide receivers, Wayne Leck, two primary receivers on the Tampa Gator Bay.
In tight on the right side is a wide receiver. Wide receiver on the right and in tight on the left. Here's the run to Taka Boyd. It's a first down, so I guess all that shit that I was trying to spit out of my mouth didn't mean anything. Ball at the 35-yard line, a first down for Tampa. Taka Boyd's the star offensively. Don't make any mistake about it. You talk about Pete Ill or Uriba Michelson. This guy, Boyd, had a hell of a game last week against Miami. Three down line and now for the Lions. They're in the nickel package. Three wide receivers for Tampa. Back to pass is Sean Snuck. He's in the pocket. He's got time. He's throwing the ball deep down the far sideline. Wide open down there at the 20-yard line is Uriba Michelson. Dimitri Bodemont makes the tackle around the 18-yard line, and that was just a cluster bang from beginning to end.
Well, it was a great offensive play drawn up there. Sean Snuck, 2 of 3, and he completed that pass as his wide receiver just streaked down that far sideline.
That's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back. Wow. It is Tampa 6, the Lions nothing on the Lions podcast.
Bozo's Pet Pills is a proud sponsor of the second quarter here of Milwaukee Lion football. You know Bozo's Pet Pill? You know about Bozo's Pet Pill? If you don't really know about Bozo's Pet Pill, I'm a Bozo's Pet Pill too. You Bozo's Pet Pill?
Bozo's Pet Pills. It doesn't matter what they say. It's what they do. And right now, Bozo's Pet Pills will give you a free year's supply of Bozo's Pet Pills if you'll come into the store and buy one bottle. Just one. Imagine that. One bottle of Bozo's Pep Pills, which will probably be enough to keep you going and keep you going at a very unnatural level for several days at a time, and you'll get an entire free year's supply. We can't guarantee what your health will be like. We can't even guarantee whether or not your heart will still be beating properly in your chest. But Bozo's Pep Pills is so sure your life will be changed and changed significantly, whether good or bad. We want to give you a whole... Ah, who cares?
Bozo's Pet Pills, WANG Wang, Milwaukee Lacrosse.
Wang.
W-A-N-G, Wang. Wang Radio, bringing you the best of Milwaukee, including Milwaukee Lions football and the new Jack I Gagner Lions line this week.
Lions, lion, you jackass.
Excuse me, Lions, lion. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Sure it do. Lion, lion, get it?
No.
You don't get it?
No.
Touch?
I don't get it neither.
This is Jack I Gagner. Join me for Lions, lion. Lion, lion. Huh? No? No? Huh? Jesus H.
Wang Radio, Lions, lion. Coming up with Jack I Gagner this week.
Welcome back here. Starting the second quarter, the Lions deep in their own territory after that big pass to Ariba Michelson by the quarterback Sean Snuck, and it is a first down and 10 for the Tampa Bay Gator Bait at the 13-yard line. A tight end to the right, offset eye formation. Back to pass goes Sean Snuck toward the middle of the field. Incomplete pass at the 5-yard line. Was there, I believe it was their tight end number 80, that was Cody Sanderson. And Cody Sanderson ran into some Milwaukee traffic there.
Yeah, back there on the play is Buddy Pering, the quarterback, right over the middle of the 5-yard line, was able to knock that ball free.
I formation, two wide receivers to the left. They got a tight end to the right side. Here is the give to the running back. It is Taka Boyd, and a lot of smooth sailing across the right side of the 11-yard line as Taka Boyd followed some good blocking there on that right side of the line.
Yeah, that was Connor Binford and Otis Pyle on the right side of the line, and also holding a block over there was Cody Sanderson. And held those blocks on that Milwaukee defensive line just long enough.
Third down and four. Two wide receivers to the right, single back, tight end to the left side. Lions four down linemen, a play fake. And this is Snuck throwing the ball toward the goal line. Incomplete pass. That pass was well out of bounds. And again, it was Buddy Pering on the coverage on this time Wayne Lick, who kind of went into the end zone and curled it back.
Good close coverage there by Buddy Pering. The pass had to be thrown where it was, out of bounds for it not to be an interception.
And in comes Mike Salazar now to try for the field goal here. He's kicking from the 19-yard line. The kick is up. The kick is good. And that is a 9-point lead now for Tampa Gator Bait here from Earl Henry Air Park Stadium. 29-yard field goal by Salazar. We'll be right back. This blows ape, all kinds of ape, on the Lions podcast.
Well, anyway, she said to me, once you take it, you can park that up your ass along with all the other credit cards.
Yes, the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center opened today and today only for one final performance of Bob Clendenin. Bob Clendenin has been knocking him dead at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown Milwaukee, and he'll do it for you, too, with two good shows. Not great, just good.
So she told me, why don't you take the credit card, stick it back up your ass where all the other ones are.
Yes, everybody's loving Bob Clendenin at the downtown Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now to the end of the month.
Bob Clendenin at the Performing Arts Center downtown, the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown. Oh, we're only kidding. No, he isn't going to be there. Yes, he is. No, he isn't. Yes, he is.
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown.
You can have choices in life. Live where you want to live or live with all the freaks on your street. You don't want to live like them freaks in Twin Peaks, does you? Hi, Lee Carringer here of Carringer Estates. No, you don't. I'll just answer that question for you. No, you don't. But do you have enough money to live where I live and my friends here at Carringer Estates? Maybe. Come on down and price our beautiful homes. We've got spacious homes with lots of property, all kinds of amenities. But a lot of people can't afford them, so we ain't selling them very good. I mean, it's slow going. So I'd really appreciate if you come down and we'll take a look and see if you've got any money. Seriously, we can do that. Carringer Estates. Visit them. 6th Highway, the 4th exit. Two doors down, turn, walk in, fall in love. Carringer Estates, fall in love.
Back here at Earl Henry Stadium on a field goal there by the Tampa Gator Bait. It is now 9-0, Tampa leading in the ball game as the Lions have yet to get on track offensively. Defensively, they've been stuck in a hole, although they did give up the big play that led to that touchdown. And here is the return by Lawrence Berber. He gets the ball out across the 20-yard line to the 22.
Well, the Lions need to complete some passes. I think they need to just keep it basic.
Well, keep it basic. Get the ball to some running backs. Get the ball to the tight end. Let's get some blocking going. Let's see what we can do here. They come out with a tight end to the left, two wide receivers to the right, an I formation for the Lions. They give the ball there to Urchin Burley. Burley with a big hole on the right side and gets across. Looks to be the 35-yard line. It's a first down for the Lions nonetheless. Look at that, five passing yards for the Milwaukee Lions. That ain't nothing to write home about, my friends. Nothing to write home about. The ball is at the 30-yard line. I say the 35?
Yeah.
So that's, so I mean, you know, I'm doing good. Shotgun formation. They're looking for a first down. They got the first down, and it is at the 35-yard line now. Or was that already a first? That was already a first down.
Well, I think it was a first down, and then...
I'm not asking you, Touch. You're not spotting anymore. I think they had the first down, and it is now a second down. Oh, no, it's first and 10, so they were shy of the first down, and now they got the first down. God damn it. First down, the ball is at the 35-yard line. They give to Urchin Burley, gets about 3-4 yards on a play. They were in an I formation, and I think this is the way to go.
You got to stay in that I formation. It's a very difficult formation to predict what an offense is going to do. You've got your tight ends in there, got wide receivers. You've got all of your weapons, and I think it's a good basic formation.
But they come out now in a single back, and here goes Urchin Burley, and he's hitting the backfield and stopped for a 4-yard loss. So don't even mention, you know, don't mention it, Lions.
Yeah, they weren't listening to us.
No, they fucking were not listening to us. Excuse my language, folks, but it's getting a little frustrating. Third down and 10, the ball at the 34-yard line. The Lions come out with 4 wide receivers. They got the single back, Burley in the backfield, back to pass. Tommy Bload looking downfield, looking, throwing the ball deep down the far sideline, incomplete pass. And it was the far sideline around the 30-yard line, Donnell Slade, who was working against Slick Davidson, and Davidson got completely turned around, but the ball looked like Slade had to slow up for.
Yeah, the ball was not thrown well at all, no question.
Oh, really? Here is now Ricky Ticky Tunnel, that's his name, kicking the ball on fourth down for the Milwaukee Lions. Good punt, the ball coming down at the 24-yard line and stopped at the 33 is the return man there. Eric Hooverman, he got stood up by Dakota North. The Lions completely ineffective on offense, and I think my partner Brett Morrison's finally coming around to the idea that maybe we do need a new quarterback.
I didn't say that, but I'm getting close to it anyway.
Oh, look at that. He's close to it. Shotgun formation to give out of the shotgun to Taka Boyd, and Boyd picks up 4 or 5 yards just like that. I don't think I've ever seen teams have more success running the ball out of the shotgun formation than I see teams have against the Milwaukee Lions. It is stunning. It is now a second down and 7. The ball at the 36-yard line. 2:58 to go in a half. 9-0 Gatorade here from Earl Henry Stadium. Back to pass. This is snuck, and Snuck is sacked back at the 31-yard line. Beautiful sack there. Coming around from Snuck's right, from the defensive left, is Buddy Pering on the corner blitz. Beautiful.
That's a dangerous call for the Lions because it does leave them exposed there, and the Lions not the quickest secondary in the world.
Well, I think they're going to have to try to, I don't know, and they'll have to risk the wrath of guys like Jack Agagdor in trying some of these risky moves. Tight end to the left side, 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. There's a single back in motion now. The tight end is Cody Sanderson. Back to pass goes Snuck. Snuck looking. Snuck throwing underneath, and the ball is batted down, incomplete, fourth down.
Yeah, it was Corey Humpty putting on a real good rush there, coming from the quarterback's right side. And just as Snuck started to throw the ball, Corey Humpty got up that big mitt and batted the ball out of his hand.
Do we got enough guys in this league named Snuck, Snucker, Snucky, Snuck, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Snucker? Didn't we? I had a tough time with Snucker.
You just got a tough time with that word.
Well, what word is it? Anyway, to punt the ball here is Logan Buster. The kick from his own 10-yard line coming down at around the 23, and it is a fair catch there in Lion territory by Lawrence Berber. God, what a punt that was. Good guy. I mean, that was like a 50-plus, 55-plus yard punt. That was a hell of a punt by Logan Buster, and the Lions have the ball now with 2:25 to go at their own 23-yard line. 9-0 Tampa Gator Bay. Coming out with 1 wide receiver to the left, 2 tight ends in an I formation to give to Urchin Burley, running across the 25-yard line, picking up about 6 yards on a play. The Lions go to the well on the run. They go again on the run, and then when they try to complete a pass, they can't do it.
Well, and that is what, obviously, we've noticed over these last couple of games. We're noticing here now, Tommy Bload cannot make that big third down pass.
No, he can't, and that's what I've been saying. 2 wide receivers to the right, a tight end to the left. It's a play fake. Bload rolling right. Bload looking downfield. Bload throwing the ball into coverage. Incomplete. Nope, it was batted and intercepted to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, the 15-yard line. The pick there. Bload makes the tackle on Clyde Wilcock, who is the free safety. The ball was batted into his hands by Mekhi Bevin. So they had 2 green jersey Gator bait defensive players back there around, I think it was Donnell Slade. And a ball was batted into Wilcock's hands. It is an offset eye formation, first down, the 14-yard line. Tampa has the ball, 2 wide receivers to the left on another interception thrown. Here is the run by Taka Boyd down to the 5 to the 4-yard line. Tackle made by Bever and Calhoun. Taka Boyd, 6 rushes, 25 yards in the ball game. This guy is came into the game, as we mentioned, one of the top running backs in the league, second, I think, only to Fruit Bar Williams of Portland. We'd like to see what kind of ball game he has today. First down and goal, ball at the 3-yard line to give us to Boyd. He runs left. Boyd is stopped there, and I mean, he was really stopped by the right side linebacker Maurice Grisling. 24 rushing yards for Boyd in the ball game. 32 rushing yards for Urchin Burley, but that's it for the offense for the Lions. They got no passing attack. Second down and goal to go. Sean Snuck, the quarterback here for Tampa. 2 wide receivers to the right, a single back, a play fake. Rolling right is Snuck, standing at the 11, throws into the end zone. Intercepted by the Lions in the end zone. Very ill-advised pass. It was Beveren Calhoun who waited back there in sort of a short zone, and he got right in front of the intended receiver. 2 interceptions in the ballgame now for Calhoun, giving him 3 interceptions on the season. And the Lions, because of defense, and coming into the ballgame, they were second in points allowed, and meaning second best. First down and 10, they're still in the ballgame. 2 wide receivers right, 1 to the left, a single back, the ball at the 20-yard line on the touchback. The Lions live to tell the tale. They're down by 9. That's 2 scores. Bloat looking to pass. Standing at his own 17. Throws the ball to the near sideline. Almost intercepted again. His arm strength is not that good, you know.
Well, he's got to get the ball. He's got to release the ball sooner. He's got to find the receiver sooner. What happens with Tommy Bloat is by the time he decides to release the ball, all the defenders have reacted and generally reacted the right way.
I'll say they have. There's an offset eye formation to tie it into the right. Offset to the left side. 2 wide receivers. Bloat rolling right. Throwing right and oh! Oh, that was a touchdown. Maybe not a touchdown, but that put that on Kadeef Gannon. That was his fault. The ball was thrown right to the far sideline. It was Gannon who headed at the 32. He only had Gutsy to beat. Now, not that Gannon's got all the speed in the world, but there was one tackler, folks, that was there. Third down and 10, 20-yard line. Back to pass, throwing in. It's picked off again, this time by Fatso Berry at the 30-yard line in the nickel package, and there are 5 Milwaukee Lion turnovers, 1 fumble, 4 interceptions by Tommy Bloat. I don't see how you can possibly keep this guy as a starting quarterback. And you're the guy saying they're changing too many quarterbacks. Single back, a tight end to the left. Now in motion is Cody Sanderson to the right side. 2 wide receivers over to the left side. The give is to Taka Boyd. He's hit by Corey Humpty. And dropped for about a 5-yard loss. 5 turnovers for the Lions, 2 for the Tampa Gator Bay. Corey Humpty, Beveren Calhoun, these are the guys that shine on this football team. They're all defensive players. We can mention other guys, too.
Well, they made the move of Levon Winter to put Albert Moo on the bench.
What about it?
Well, that was one guy they benched for you.
I don't know what you're talking about now, Brett. I'm talking about offensively. Alberto Moo's a good football player. Back to pass at the 25-yard line. Throwing underneath and completes the pass. It's the first down at the 7-yard line. When I say underneath, they could have gone to the end zone there. Instead, they went to Wayne Lick underneath, and he caught the ball for the first down. Tackle made by Darius Bichner. First and goal. Ball at the 7-yard line. 2 wide receivers right in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers left at a running back. The Lions are showing blitz there. It looks like Beveren Calhoun. Back to pass is the quarterback, Sean Snuck, at the 12-yard line, looking, rolling, and is tackled at the 12 by Neffy Stove, coming in on from the right end position all the way across the field and grabbing Sean Snuck and pulling him to the ground. His first sack of the football game for Neffy Stove. His second tackle, second down, and goal to go. And the Lions are doing everything they can to keep Tampa in this football game. Back to pass at the 16-yard line is the quarterback. That's Snuck, and he's tackled again for another loss.
And that's Elton Blast. That's the Hillbilly One developmental player brought up just this week. Elton Blast, who moved Clayton Skedaddle out of a job. But Elton Blast, his second tackle, second sack of the ballgame.
Third down of the shotgun, the ball at the 17-yard line. Looking to pass the ball to Sean Snuck, throwing the ball toward the goal line. It's batted down, incomplete. It was around the 5-yard line. It was Buddy Pering batting it down, and it was Wayne Lick, the intended receiver, and so it is a 35-yard field goal attempt now. 35-yard field goal attempt from Salazar, and Salazar's made 1 for 1, but he missed an extra point. This is another one of these guys that's very uneven with his kicking. Here is the boot. The ball is up. The kick is good, naturally.
Yeah, some guys are uneven with their kicking unless they're playing us.
Boy, ain't that the truth. 12-0 Tampa. Here on the Milwaukee Lion podcast, it's the Tampa Gator Bay 12, the Lions nothing on the podcast. Fuck this. I'm sorry about my language.
How does your hair look? Do you like it? Well, I don't. I don't like the way your hair looks. You don't have enough hair. It's thinning on top, and it bothers me. Who am I? I'm Barney from Barney's Roses. You better do something about that hair, pal, because if it's bugging me, I guarantee you she hates your guts. Only at Barney's Roses can you actually make it up to her. Do it the right way. Do it the manly way. Do it at Barney's Roses. When we say do it, we don't mean going to the bathroom or having sex. Do it, Barney's Roses.
This is the Wang of Milwaukee. Wang, W-A-N-G, 1380, Milwaukee Lacrosse.
Jack Eye Gander's Lion's Lion coming up this week on the Wang. Bob marries a poodle tonight at 6.
Back here at the Earl Henry Air Park Stadium, it is a 12-0 Tampa lead on 2 field goals by Mike Salazar. And, of course, they had the touchdown fumble recovery. The fumble off of Tommy Bloat in the first quarter. And here comes Berber. Lawrence Berber coming up the gut. He's out to the 40-yard line before he's finally tackled. As Lawrence Berber on the return made it a little exciting there. I don't know where we're going to score our points. You can't keep relying on the defense. We have scored last week 6 points.
Yeah, no, we don't have any offense. We don't have any point scoring defense.
All right, here are the Lions in the shotgun from the 40. Back to pass is Tommy Bloat. He throws the ball across the field of the 50-yard line to the near sideline. This is a big first down across the 40 into Tampa territory. But that's the end of the half. Okay, that's the end of the half. Fuck it. I didn't even keep an eye on the clock. Sorry, folks. We'll be back here on the Lions podcast. Tampa 12, Lions nothing. God damn.
Hi, my name is Red Book, and I am running for Sheriff of Milwaukee. I want to be Sheriff of Milwaukee like the Sheriff of Nottingham Forest or Sherwood, how they did that. In other words, there's no real boundaries. I can go anywhere and make you feel safe, no matter where.
What about in the people's bedrooms?
No, 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 not like that, okay? Not like that.
Just checking. I'm Jack I. Gagner, and I endorse Sheriff Red Book. Want to make sure he's not coming into my bedroom like sometimes Brett Morrison's tempted to do.
That's dirty pool. I'm Sheriff Red Book. I'll get rid of these two. That'll be my first act. Milwaukee Lions, I love. I Gagner and this guy Morrison, these two real perverted sickos. I don't know. I can't describe the things I want to do with them, but...
To make you feel like you're at half-mast?
I had a kick your ass. Okay, I'd like my money back. I don't want to advertise with the Milwaukee Lions. Too late now, Red. The Milwaukee Lions thank you, bitch.
Well, the Lions, third game of the season here at halftime, and they haven't done anything to make anybody forget the first 2 weeks of this season. That is for sure, as the Milwaukee Lions are down right now to this Tampa Gator Bait football team by a score of 12-0, Brett Morrison. And I got to tell you, and you have begun to agree with me, that Tommy Bloat is a load. And, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. It rhymes, but, hey, you know.
Tommy Bloat is not getting better. And I thought that we would see some improvement from Tommy Bloat, but we haven't. I think we've seen improvement around the league. Some other quarterbacks, Fasheed Barry starting to come around. Bowie Christensen starting to play better. You know, not every football team has fired their quarterbacks.
But I think that it warrants it in this case. I don't know but even about Tampa. Tampa has gone with a new quarterback here with Sean Snuck. I don't know. We'll take a look at the numbers here as soon as we get a moment. But I will say this: the trend toward changing quarterbacks in this league over the last couple of weeks, I think, has been a good one because, a lot of these guys are not dealing with the defenses the way they should. Now, let's take a look at this football game we got here. Brent, you go ahead. You do the honors. You can see the numbers.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Sean Snuck, 2 interceptions, 68 yards, with a quarterback rating of 21.8. But Tommy Bloat, you can't say anything other than he's just not getting the job done. A quarterback rating of 1.4, 4 picks, 3 of 12 in this football game.
What is his main problem? He's getting enough time.
But he's not reading the defense well. And I would also hasten to say that this is just not the offense for Tommy Bloat. He probably needs a much more run-intensive offense than this one, which does rely pretty 50-50 on the pass and a run.
in the running department, Urchin Burley of the Milwaukee Lions, 32 yards, 10 attempts, no fumbles. Taka Boyd, 23 yards, 8 attempts, no fumbles. Receiving the football, you got Ariba Michelson, 2 catches, 55 yards. You got Urchin Burley, 1 for 23. Wayne Lick of Tampa, 1 for 13. Tucker Pedbo, 1 for 4. Lawrence Berber, 1 for 13 in the football game. Neither quarterback is impressive. And I don't know how many times we're going to say that in these football games, because I know these guys, although we did see, I thought we saw a pretty good performance out of Fasheed Berry last week. But again, league-wide, it's the story. Tony Todmore, 4 pancakes for the Lions. He leads everybody, although there is Lug Harris for Tampa, but he gave up a sack in the first quarter. Cody Sanderson with 3, who was the tight end. Both tight ends up in the blocking statistics, Gannon and Cody Sanderson. And then moving over to defense, which always seems to be where the story is, you've got Slick Davidson with a pick, Clyde Wilcock with a pick, both of them Tampa Gator big defensive backs, cooking Tommy Blode. Beveron Calhoun with 2 interceptions, giving him 3 interceptions on the season so far. The sacks, 1 for Darian Casbah and 1 for Nephi Stove, that I'm pretty sure we're going to see one in there for Corey Humpty. Actually, there's 2 sacks for this young defensive tackle, Elton Blast, who came up for the Milwaukee Lions here during the week last week from Hillbilly 1. And then you got Buddy Pearing with a sack on the corner blitz in this football game as well. A couple of more interceptions, 1 for Fatso Berry and another 1 for Luther Poodle in the Tampa secondary. The football game is, as I say, turning into a turnover festival, and both of these football teams have been very unimpressive when it comes to the quarterbacking, although we thought for sure during especially preseason we might see a little bit more out of Pete L.
Well, Pete L is one of these scrambling quarterbacks, tossed a couple of touchdown passes in the first couple of games, but those 6 interceptions.
And our guy now with 4 is up there with 6. Chris Sleen with San Antonio with 7, and even the guy that's leading the league statistically, which is Fasheed Berry of the D.C. Federal Brigade, he has 4 interceptions. Now, Brent, I know you're going to look at some of the scores from around the league so we can take a look and see what's happening in the Hillbilly Football Conference. Go ahead, Brent.
All right, we got week 3 here in the Hillbilly Football Conference and a full load of games here. Right now, you know the score here. It is 12-0, Tampa leading Milwaukee. Portland out in front of Miami now, 13-0 in Miami. It is New York and D.C. tied at 6. Utah and San Antonio going at it in Salt Lake City. Utah 10, San Antonio nothing. And Tucson and L.A. Are going to be getting underway here in a couple of minutes. I think they're playing late there in Los Angeles, playing a little bit after this game.
All right, so you can take a look at some of the statistics that we had that going into this week. As we were mentioning, the tackles leaders all the way around is Gus Knott with 21 tackles, followed by Baxter Wilson of the New York Pets, 16, and Lawrence Gieve of D.C. with 15 tackles. Leading quarterback in the league is Fasheed Berry, 421 yards, 53%. We mentioned 2 touchdowns, 4 picks. So, you know, bad quarterbacking seems to be the mark of the league. Leading in the running back category is Fruit Bar Williams with a 211-yard, 37 attempts, 5.3 yards, and 2 touchdowns through week 2. And coming up in second there is Taka Boyd, as we had mentioned. The receivers, the number 1 in average is Dontell Townsend of the San Antonio, now the San Antonio Range Riders. He got traded over there from Portland. 2 catches, 71 yards, a touchdown, 35 and a half yards per catch in those two catches. On sacks, you got Corey Humpty with 4 of Milwaukee, Otis Daiglow of Utah 3, and a bunch of guys tied with 2. And in interceptions, a bunch of guys tied at 2, led by L.A. Seymour Crotch, Covell Fly of Tucson, and of course now we got Beveron Calhoun's got 3. There's the stats on the ball game. We're going to get into the second half here. It is a 12-0 lead for the Tampa Gator Bait here. Week 3 of the Milwaukee Lion football season here. Brought to you in part by the great people at Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo's Pep Pills will keep you pepped up all the way to the grave. That's what they say, Bozo's Pep Pills. And the second half also brought to you by Barney's Roses, as well as the good people at Jeffrey Dahmer Ford. It used to be Bobo Hogan, it used to be Jack I. Gangster, but now Jeffrey Dahmer Ford.
Bozo's Pet Pills is a proud sponsor of the second quarter here of the Milwaukee Line Football. You know Bozo's Pet Pills? You know about Bozo's Pet Pills? If you don't know about Bozo's Pet Pills, I'm a Bozo's Pet Pills doing. You both.
Hi, my name is Red Book, and I am running for Sheriff of Milwaukee.
Jeffrey Dahmer Chevrolet, proud to bring you this portion of Milwaukee Lion Football.
If you go to Jeffrey Dahmer Chevrolet, I guarantee you'll find automobiles there just as good as any you find anywhere else. And a Chevrolet dealership with the name of Jeffrey Dahmer attached to it. Ain't that worth the price of admission? Plus, I'll be down there signing autographs this coming Sunday between 11 a.m. and 11:03 a.m. That's right. 3 whole minutes I'll be there to sign autographs, and then I've got to get out of there because I can't attach my name to something as kooky, something as wiggy and wacky as a Jeffrey Dahmer Chevrolet dealership. Right, Bobo?
I'm Bobo Hogan, former defensive back of the Milwaukee Lions. How I ever got roped into this deal ain't anybody's guess but mine. Man, that is way, way wrong. Way wrong.
Jeffrey Dahmer Chevrolet.
Proud sponsor of Milwaukee Lion Football.
Man, you already said that.
Back here for the second half of football, the Lions and the Tampa Gator Bay here from Earl Henry Stadium in Tampa. The Lions down 12-0. They're kicking off, so they're going to be on defense here as we start this action from this ballpark, which, as I say, is a pretty decent little ballpark for being one that's about 60 years old. They've got luxury boxes here. They've got a... we've actually had a very warm day. Here's the kickoff. It's returned out to the 25 to the 30-yard line. And now back to the 27. I was going to say we've had a very pleasant afternoon here of weather so far, but it certainly has not been a Lion afternoon for football at all, Brent Morrison.
Ball is taken back there by Eric Hooverman out to the 26-yard line, and the tackle is made there on special teams by the Milwaukee Lions, Johnny Davenport.
And so Tampa comes out first down, the ball at the 26-yard line, two wide receivers to the left, an offset eye formation, and the Lions come out with a nickel package now. They got three down linemen and a whole lot of defensive backs, and they're back to pass. This is Snuck. Snuck throwing the ball. It's completed, but for a loss to the 23-yard line. The pass was completed there to the fullback. I think that's Tango Carruthers, if I'm not mistaken. And a tackle made by Dimitri Bodemont. It was a swing pass, but he bobbled the ball, and as soon as he got control of it, he got tackled there by the Lions. The ball out the 23-yard line, second down and 13. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. A single back, long count, back to pass. Snuck throws, gives the ball there to Taka Boyd. At no gain on the play, 23 rushing yards for Boyd, 32 for Burley. And right now, it looks as if it's a passing situation for sure here for Tampa, as that running, the running game has not exactly been what the doctor ordered there. That little short pass, of course, almost picked off. Here's a pass completed, first down and more. It's going to be a touchdown, 40-30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. It's a touchdown to Wayne Lick, number 87, over the outstretched arms of Buddy Perring. And that pass to the far sideline, just a very quick outpass that left the Lions defense flat-footed, as if everybody had pulled up for a shorter pass than that. Here is the extra point attempt. It's up and it's good. And the Lions are now down in this football game by the score of 19-0 with just under a minute gone here in this half. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm just disoriented from this, how shitty this football game has been. We'll be right back. It is Tampa 19, the Lions nothing on the Tampa, on the Milwaukee Lion. It ought to be the Tampa podcast, Lions podcast. Hello, this is General George Patton. Well, not really. And I'm about to attack the Germans. Well, I'm about to attack a really juicy Johnson steak. Yes, that's right. I'm going to attack with the Third Army. Well, not exactly. I got Brett Morrison with me. And we're going to go all the way to Berlin. Now, we're going to New Berlin. That's right, Johnson steak. A great steakhouse and much, much more.
In New Berlin.
Wang Radio. Weather. Sports. Traffic. More. Wang. You can't beat it.
If you can't beat it, join it. Wang. All right, the kickoff here after the Tampa Gator Bait score on a quick strike to Wayne Lick from Sean Snuck. And that's his first touchdown pass of his Hillbilly Football Conference career. He's got two picks in a ball game, but he's the only quarterback with a touchdown pass. I'll give you that much. And it is a 19-0 Tampa lead as the Lions come out here. The ball at the 40-yard line. They kicked it out of bounds on a procedure penalty. Two wide receivers to the left. Now they send the running back out to the right side. It's three wide receivers with a fullback back as Tommy blowed the pass. Throwing the ball, and it is complete down to the 40 to the 35-yard line in Tampa territory, and that is Lawrence Berber.
Boy, Tommy Blow just kind of put a little touch on that pass there, and I can't really describe the pass other than to say it was just a looping pass. He put a little touch on it over the defensive backs of Tampa, and it's first down.
Yeah, he put some touch on it, all right. I mean, a touch. He put some touch on it.
Yeah?
That's right. Turn that, get that music out of here, will you, touch? Here's the give to the running back, Urchin Burley. Burley now to the 30, to the 26-yard line. So all of a sudden, the Lions show a little bit of life here in the mid part of this quarter, although they're down by 19 points. And it was the running there of Urchin Burley to the 27-yard line, second down in inches. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. They're in a shotgun, blown back. He's getting rushed. He throws over the middle. The pass is complete to Lawrence Berber down to the 15-yard line. And another first down. Tommy Blow now three straight completions.
I don't know. Maybe Tommy Blow just need to wake up.
Well, he's woken up too late because 19 points down. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that Tampa may be playing back. Maybe playing just a very loose zone. Now they're in a, that looks to me like they're in a nickel package. Four wide receivers, single back, back to pack is back to pass is blowed. Standing at the 15-yard line, completes the pass. First down at the 5-yard line. Tucker Pedbo on a leaping, rolling, diving catch. To me, it doesn't look like Tampa is much interested in doing anything other than back off, play a little bit of a prevent zone. It's very early still, so I don't get it. First and goal, ball at the 5-yard line, tight end in the slot of the right side. Two wide receivers. The give is to Urchin Burley and a single back. He gets 2 yards to the 3-yard line. Urchin Burley, 42 rushing yards thus far in the ball game. And I know they replaced Reuben Stucker with Burley, and they've done some other things, but I don't see any of this new personnel doing us any good. It could bear fruit later. We're in a big set, bear fruit later in the season. In a big set, two tight ends stopped behind the line of scrimmage is Urchin Burley. And it's Luther Poodle on the tackle.
Well, that's right. It's still a long season. This is only week 3, so a lot of things can happen.
That's true. But I tell you what, I don't think they're still going to happen with this quarterback. They're in a empty backfield now. With two tight ends in, back to passes, Tommy Bload looping another pass, a fade pattern into the end zone. Touchdown, Lions, to Tucker Pedbo on a fade pattern into this near corner of the end zone.
That was a fade pass over the outstretched hands of the strong safety there, Gutsy, Marvell Gutsy, right into Tucker Pedbo's hands. Perfectly thrown ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Tommy Bload. Every now and again, you see flashes of brilliance in his slathered in for the extra point. 2:11 left in the third quarter. It is up, and it is good, and that is Tommy Bload's very first touchdown pass of his career as a Milwaukee Lion here in a regular season. I don't know if he had any in preseason. 19-7 Tampa on the Milwaukee Lion podcast.
Hi there. Bozo's Pep Pills have been shut down by the state of Wisconsin for health reasons. Again, Bozo's Pep Pills have been shut down by the state of Wisconsin for health reasons. Who am I? It doesn't matter. I work for the state, and I can assure you that Bozo's Pep Pills have been shut down by the state of Wisconsin for health reasons. I thank you. Hi, this is Bozo from Bozo's Pep Pills. You better go get some Bozo's Pep Pills because they have shut me down. That is true. However, they're going to not shut me down for another week, so you better go get some Bozo's Pep Pills because it's really unhealthy. Bozo's Pep Pills, shut down by the state of Wisconsin for the third straight year. Bozo's Pep Pills, they'll be back in business pretty soon.
And so the Lions kicking off here with 2:11 left in the third quarter. I can't believe how quickly they came back. It left me a little bit stunned and flat-footed. I can't figure this football team out for love or money, and I can't figure out this bloat other than to say that Tampa decided they'd just fall into some kind of a prevent, taking a 19-0 lead. But we're in a third quarter, sports fans. Out comes the return man, Hooverman, with the kickoff from the Lions slathered. And it's Darius Bichner in on the tackle. Milwaukee Lion football has been brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills until they were shut down by the state of Wisconsin, but they'll be back in business. They always have been. Bozo's, first and 10, 22-yard line for the Tampa Gator Bay, two wide receivers. Now the tight end splitting out to the right side. They got a single. Well, they got a I formation with a fullback in there. This is Taka Boyd. He runs right smack dab into, it looks like, LeVon Winter and also Elton Blast. No gain, maybe a yard. 23 yards rushing for Taka Boyd, but he's been completely outclassed, I suppose you could say, by Urchin Burley with 42 rushing yards, but their quarterback's been completing passes. Tampa's had offset eye formation, shifting to the left now is Carruthers. They got in the backfield Taka Boyd. There's a play fake, rolling right is Snuck. Snuck looking, throwing a ball to the near sideline, incomplete pass. It's knocked down over there by number 50, Maurice Grisling.
Well, those are dangerous passes to throw because sometimes either a linebacker or a defensive back going to get his hands on it and run that back ball back, the bad boy back.
Yeah, whatever you said there, Brett, that's great. Four wide receivers for Tampa. The single back, back to pass from the 20-yard line. Looking at Snuck, throwing deep downfield. The pass is broken up, and a beautiful defensive play getting back on that ball because the only player closest to the goal line was a green-shirted Tampa Gator Bay player. Pass intended for Mo Irving. Out come the Gator Bay now to punt the ball away at the 23-yard line. And so the Lions, holding on defense, will get the ball here. The punt by Logan Buster. High arcing punt toward the near sideline and comes down to the hands of Berber to the 40-45. Berber stopped at the 46-yard line. And it's Keith Colooney on special teams making a tackle. Keith Colooney's an offensive lineman. And he brings down Lawrence Berber. And so here come the Lions. The ball is at the 43. That was a very good return. First and 10, 1:30 left in the third quarter. They are down by 12 points. I formation, a tight end on the left side. Two wide receivers, blown back the pass, getting rushed. And he passes the ball. It's complete to Berber to the 20, 35-yard line in Tampa territory. First down. And I'll tell you something, if anything, Tommy Bload is learning how to work those defensive backs.
Well, yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he was working Luther Poodle as the best defensive back that the Tampa Gator Bay have got there and timed it perfectly and threw a strike into Tucker Pedbo.
First and 10, the ball at the 35 in Tampa territory now for the Lions. There's a play fake by Bload standing at the 40-yard line, throwing the ball back near the sideline. It is complete and touchdown, Milwaukee, to Tucker Pedbo, catching the ball at the 3-yard line over two Tampa Gator Bay defenders, and Tommy Bload with two touchdown passes in this ball game. How about that?
Still got four picks.
He still has four picks, but you want to know something? He can still make a believer out of me if he keeps throwing passes like that. Tommy Bload threw a play fake. He rolled right, and it was Tucker Pedbo going down the near sideline to Bload's left, and he threw the ball back the other way, fooling everybody in the process. Here's the extra point. Goodbye, Slatherton. And now, folks, we got a ball game again, and I'm starting to believe that maybe the Lions can score some touchdowns. It's Tampa 19, the Lions 14 on the Lions podcast.
Getaway Furnishings is a great place to go if you're looking to find the things you need for your home today, not tomorrow, but yesterday, too. Getaway Furnishings has Wild West, Old Oak, things that you need for the interior, and those Danish models, too. Do you like to sit down wherever you are? Well, Getaway Furnishings has those, too. They're called chairs, and you can sit in them, you can lie down on the floor, and you can even sleep while you shop. Getaway Furnishings. Getaway Furnishings, still number one in Wisconsin.
Getaway Furnishings. What is it?
It's number one in Wisconsin.
Atta baby, Brett. You finally gonna buy some furniture, huh?
Maybe. I think I'll stay a while.
Getaway Furnishings.
You're listening to Wang, W-A-N-G, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the voice of the Milwaukee Lions.
Wang! And we're back with the Lions kicking off after two quick strikes. One to Tucker Pedbo, the other touchdown from our good friend, Mr. Bload. Was to Tucker Pedbo as well. I totally spaced on that. Two touchdown passes, four interceptions now for Tommy Bload. One touchdown pass, two interceptions for Sean Snuck. And the kick is being returned by Hooverman out here to the 20-yard line where the stop is made by Beverin Calhoun. First down for the Tampa Gator Bait at the 23-yard line. 19-14 Tampa. And that pass to Tucker Pedbo was a beautifully executed pass. Rolling one way, throwing back the other way, beating the defensive backs in the process over there. Here's the I formation, a run to Taka Boyd. The ball given to him. He goes to the 24-yard line. 1 yard maybe. That's about it. And the Lions piling on there. Taka Boyd, they were in the I formation with two tight ends. It'll be interesting to see how Tampa responds here and whether or not they, you know, are going to regret kind of going into that very loose zone formation. In motion over the left side now goes the wide receiver Wayne Lick for the Tampa Gator bait, two tight ends. The give is to Boyd. He runs left across the left guard position. Picks up another couple of yards. Tackle made by Neffy Stove. They're at the 25, 26-yard line. So two runs and not much there, Brett.
No, not at all. And I think Tampa, it's hard to imagine them going into some kind of a ball control slowdown.
Here is dropping back the pass is snuck. It's picked off at the 32-yard line, down to the 22-yard line. And a ball picked by number 21. This is Diego Shankford, who is a extra nickelback they brought in there on this play. And it looks like maybe the Lions are starting to learn something about these third downs. But the Lions, with Diego Shankford picking that ball off, now have a first down at the 23-yard line. They're down by five, 19 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Here's an I form or a single back formation. The Urchin Burley takes the ball and runs it out to the 15-yard line. Picks up about 4 yards on the play. It is now spotted at the 16-yard line. Urchin Burley with 48 rushing yards in a ball game. Picked up 7 yards on the play. It is a second down and three in the offset I formation with a tight end over on the left side. Two wide receivers. The give to Burley. He runs right this time. First down. The ball at the 11-yard line. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back here. It is Tampa 19, the Lions 14 on the Lions podcast. Say, fans, don't forget to follow Tweeter and find out when the Lions Legion returns home on the charter. And they'll have the gate and the time, of course. Why would you want to know about them? You'd probably want to know when the Lions return home, wouldn't you? And you can follow them on Tweeters as well. That's Tweeters. That's the Lions and the Lions Legion. And what else, Brett?
Well, I think they use the same account, which is the Milwaukee Lions account.
I don't know what any of it means, but if you follow the Tweeper or something like that.
It's called Twitter.
Twitter, then you can follow when the Lions come home, what gate, what time, all that stuff on Tweeter.
It's called Twitter. Seriously, Mr. iGamblin'.
You know something? You want me to know what Twitter's called, and you're calling me iGamblin'? I had to knee you in the balls just for that. Except you're a kid, so I can't, you know.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
The Lions Legion, the official booster club of the Milwaukee Lions.
Follow them.
For love or money. Tomorrow night at 4 with Mary St. Patrick.
Channel 61, the official Milwaukee Lions television station. We won't carry their games, but at least we'll mention them.
Well, welcome back here. We start the fourth quarter here. The Lions are driving on the Tampa Gator Bait. It is a 19-14 football game, and the Lions have got the ball at first down at the 10-yard line. They have come from 19-0 to start this half. And to start this quarter, they've scored two touchdowns unanswered. In tight on the right side is Lawrence Berber. Here is Burley. Burley running left, gets to the 10-yard line, stopped there. Again, this is Luther Poodle. Was that Poodle?
No, that was Slick Davidson.
Slick Davidson making the tackle there on the right side of the defense. Everybody going left. And they had Berber pulled in tight on the left. Tommy Blode. Two touchdown passes in this ballgame. Second down and 10, the big formation, two tight ends. Stopped at the 15-yard line as they tried to run right is Urchin Burley, and he is stopped by Luther Poodle on that right side. And Jersey Jeffries just pacing the sidelines now, like, what do we got to do to take the lead in the football game? Third down conversions, 2 of 5 for the Lions. The Gator Bait, 1 of 7. Offset eye formation, left side, a tight end to the left side. Back to passes, Blode standing at the 18. Blode rolling, Blode throwing back the other way in the end zone. It is incomplete. And he was again trying to throw that leaping fade pass to Tucker Pedbo, who had all kinds of people around him.
Yeah, Tucker Pedbo had, he had Clyde Wilcock, he had Marvell Gutsy, and one other defensive back there, but one too many, I'll tell you that, or two too many.
In comes Slatherton for the 31-yard field goal try. The ball is down. Slatherton's kick is up, and it is good, and the Lions pull within two after going down 19-0. This is a completely different Milwaukee Lion football team.
Well, there's no question about it. The Lions have responded here in the second half with a lot more. It seems to be that they scrapped the game plan and just decided to go for it in terms of the pass, but also they seem to have found some weaknesses there in that Tampa defense.
Well, in the secondary, especially the Tampa secondary. So the Lions will kick off here with a 19-17 Tampa lead. We are in the fourth quarter. The ball taken by Hoover to the 20, the 25, out to the 30-yard line, and then he's pushed back. We got a penalty on Tampa for holding Flint, number 57, reserve linebacker, holding on the play. And so the
Gator Beta had a pretty decent return there. Going to have the ball pulled back to the 19-yard line.
And, again, the Gator Bait cannot allow themselves to get too conservative here on offense.
And, you know, they've got two picks that their quarterback has thrown. They've got very talented wide receivers, but their strength has been the run. They're in the I formation, two wide receivers to the right, snuck throwing the ball back left, and it almost went into the hands of another Milwaukee Lion defensive back.
Well, the ball was intended for Cody Sanderson, who is that big tight end, but it was Beverly Calhoun there turning around. If he turned a little sooner, he might have had another interception.
Second down and 10, the ball at the 19-yard line, coming out with an offset I formation to the left side. Are the Gator Bait, the play fake, the ball down the near sideline, down around the 40-yard line. The ball is caught at the midfield stripe across the 40, and it's in Lion territory. And now we got an injury to Darius Bichner, who was leaping on defense on that play.
It was Wayne Lick that went up for the ball, and Beverly Calhoun and Darius Bichner making the tackle, but Bichner came down on the left ankle a little squirrely, and he's out.
49-yard line, first down, big pass play for Tampa. Back to pass is Sean Snuck throwing the ball down into the flat here on the near side, incomplete, nobody around it. Sean Snuck replacing Pete Ill. Now, I was going to tell you that, you know, if you look at the numbers as of today, you got Tommy Bloed with two touchdown passes. Now there's turf toe is what they say Bichner's got. And
yeah, it came down funny on that toe.
I'll bet he did. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left, back to pass. It's Sean Snuck. He throws the ball down the near sideline around the 22-yard line, incomplete. Batted down over there. It looks like it might have been Buddy Pearing or Diego Shankford, excuse me. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that Tommy Bloed with two touchdown passes and six picks on the season. Pete Ill got sat down with those numbers. I formation for Tampa. They got a tight end to the right side, two wide receivers. Now in motion over the left side goes Wayne Lick, the wide receiver, and the Tampa Gator Bait adjust. And there goes Tucker Boyd across the 40, down across the, almost across the 35-yard line to the 34-yard line. Tucker Boyd, and this is the strength of this football team. But I will tell you what I've seen tonight, or this afternoon, rather, of Urchin Burley, and I think he can be the same kind of threat, Brett.
Well, he certainly has the same moves. He's got the same ability to power through that line.
Back to pass. This is Sean Snuck throwing a ball down the sideline toward the end zone. Incomplete pass. Boy, that was so close.
Bimmer and Calhoun and Wayne Lick were battling for that ball in the end zone, and Calhoun was able to get that mitt up in there and knock the ball loose.
Wayne Lick was open. He had about a half a step on Beverly Calhoun. I formation, two wide receivers, a tight end to the right side. It's a big formation. In motion again is Lick to the left side. They ran the ball to the right. They're doing it again. But into the backfield comes the middle linebacker, excuse me, the left outside linebacker, DeAndre Sullivan, and sniffs that one out. That was very curious that they would try that, go to the well twice, you know?
Well, yeah, that counter worked the first time, but not this time. Not at all.
Third down conversion attempt now for the Gator Bait. The ball at the 37. The give to the running back. First down and more to the Tampa Gator Baits. To Tucker Boyd down to the Milwaukee 10-yard line. First down. Unbelievable. All the way down to the 11-yard line goes Tucker Boyd on a delay, and it fooled everybody, including me. Connor Binford threw a big, big block on Beverly Calhoun. First down, 17-yard line to give the Tucker Boyd, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage by Elton Blast, who has had a hell of a football game.
Elton Blast, his first game as a Milwaukee Lion. He's a bright spot for this defense.
We need more bright spots on the offense, I can tell you that. Second down and 9. Although when we talk about our defense, our defense has been pushed down this field here in this particular series. Now over to the right side goes Cody Sanderson, single back running left. This is the running back Tucker Boyd to the 16-yard line. Boyd is tackled there by the middle linebacker Levon Winner, number 56. And so Sean Snuck in his first game as a member of the Tampa Gator Bait has shown poise here on this drive. 2:12 to go. It is a third down and 9. The ball at the 17-yard line. A tight end to the right side. Offset I formation to the left. Two wide receivers. The give is the running back, Tucker Boyd, and down he goes at around the 7 or 8 yard line. Checked at the 12-yard line by Buddy Pearing.
Check that, huh?
Yeah, well, look, let me tell you something. This has been the most disorienting fucking game I've ever been around in my life. We'll take a break. It's the two-minute warning here. It is 1917 Tampa on the Lions podcast. Say, fans, stick around after the game for the Lions post-game report. We'll have all the stats. We'll take a look at some of the other games around the league, and we'll try to figure out just exactly what went right and what went wrong with the Lions game today on Lions post-game. Thanks, Brett. You know, that's what you sound like.
No, well, that's what you just did. You just went...
No, but that's the way you sound.
You guys are idiots.
You know, I'm glad, Touch, you keep your mouth shut for the most part in football games. Otherwise, you would have had a very, very short life.
Bergen's Beds and Things.
Bergen's Beds and Things?
Towels, pillows, pillowcases, linens, sheets. All the things you sleep in and the things you sleep on, if you take my meaning. You're talking about my wife. Now, what do you mean your wife? Because I've seen you with her. You can't hide in this commercial. You were with my wife. That's who you're talking about. That's the double entendre. Bergen's Beds and Things.
In Milwaukee, in Kenosha, in Wales, in...
My wife?
Back here with 2 minutes to go. Tampa with the ball. It is a 1917 ball game. They're going to try for a field goal now, a 30-yard field goal try by Mike Salazar, kicking from the 20-yard line of the Lions. The kick is up. The kick is good with a minute 57 to go. It is a 22-17 Tampa Gator Bait lead. Taka Boyd with 35 rushing yards on that drive. And a pretty successful ball game all the way around, I think, for the running backs insofar as they have controlled the ball in the manner that they were used. Both quarterbacks, however, have been picked, and I mean picked like a couple of bitches. We're talking interceptions to the tune of four. And here is the return by Lawrence Berman to the 24-yard line. Four for Tommy Bload and three for Sean Snuck. Three touchdown passes between them.
Well, Tommy Bload at least has shaken off that schnei in terms of the touchdown pass.
Shotgun formation and first down here for the Milwaukee Lions. The ball at the 25-yard line. Two wide receivers left, one to the right, the tight end to the left. The running back in the backfield throwing over the middle and completes the pass to Berber. And they'll go into the hurry-up offense. Now the ball at the 30-yard line, second down and four. They're in a shotgun. Now the opposite. They just flipped the formation to the right side, throwing the ball underneath, incomplete, intended for Tucker Petbull. On a very quick couple of plays there.
And the Lions, this is where they, and a great many teams, because the Lions are not that proficient at the two-minute drill, begin to turn the ball over.
2 of 6 on third down, 3 of 10 for the Gator Bait on third down. Here we go, third and four, offset eye formation. Back to pass is Tommy Bload. The offset to the right side, he rolls to the right. He throws back to the left, and the ball is almost picked off, and I can tell you that they just knocked Lawrence Berber off of his route. That was exactly the same route that they had run in, successfully with Tucker Petbull.
And it was, because they had their wide receivers on opposite sides of each other. Petbull going to the right, and the Lions going to the left.
And now they're going for it on fourth and four. Ball at the 30. Three wide receivers on the left. Actually, four now on the left. One on the right. A single back. Two tight ends in. Or one tight end. Back to pass. Tommy Bload. He gets sacked. And the ball is fumbled. And it is picked up. Nope. Yep. It's picked up by Tampa. They'd have the ball anyway. But on the sack, they turn it over. Erstwhile Perkins recovering the fumble. And that is the end of that.
Well, Eduardo Fleming could not hold off Erstwhile Perkins, who came right up the middle.
And they're going to review it, and I think they should, because it looked to me like Bload's left hand came down. Either way, whether it is a fumble or not, Tampa will take the ball. They will take over on downs as the Lions were unsuccessful there. But you're right, Erstwhile Perkins jumped in there and blew right through not only Fleming, but Schneider, as he was getting double-teamed and grabbed Tommy Bload and almost snapped his head off in the process.
And the ball came loose at that particular time. I think it was Perkins that picked up the fumble that he caused.
And here comes Art Numbnuts to tell us whether or not this was indeed a fumble. Again, it doesn't matter, because the Lions will turn it over on downs. We'll have to take a look. The play is reversed, but the Lions lose the ball. This is now Tampa with the ball in Lion territory at the 27-yard line. I guess I got to hand it to the Lions for doing as well as they did.
Well, I mean, they have all timeouts left.
Here is now there's a sack on Schnuck coming in, and sacking Schnuck is Blast with 3 sacks in his ballgame. This guy, Elton Blast, is going to start giving Corey Humpty a run for his money, because Humpty leading the league with 3 or 4 sacks today. I don't know if Corey's had a sack at all.
Not the check. I don't think he has.
Second down and 13, I formation. Tight end on the left side, the wide receiver in right on the right side. Let's see if they run the ball the other way. No, they come back right up the middle with it, actually. I was going to say they were going to go to the left. They come up the middle with Taka Boyd. 66 rushing yards for Taka Boyd. He's beginning to show the great skill that this man has at the running back position. Boyd, just looking at his numbers, he's 187 yards coming into the game, so he's broken 200 yards for the three games. Third down, 22-17. They give us the Boyd. Boyd tries to run over the right guard position. He stops short of the first down, and they'll bring in Salazar for the field goal try, which would give them an 8-point lead. The Lions have one timeout remaining. Salazar has made three field goals in his ball game, made a 35-yarder, the longest. This is from 37 yards. With a minute nine and counting, they're going to let this clock tick down. There's 19 on the play clock, which will just put a little more pressure here on the Milwaukee Lions. So I was going to say, Brett, you know, at least they have shown an ability to put the ball in the end zone. This is game number three. There's going to be 13 more after this. The ball is down on a kick by Salazar. It is up, and it is good. And that is four field goals in this football game. 12 points accounted for, and the player of the game is named by Bozo's Pep Pills left end, Peterson Mugga. Peterson Mugga has been named the Bozo's player of the game, and it was his forced fumble on Tommy Bload. He picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown. That was the first score by his football team, 25-17. And there's a penalty on Tampa for kicking the ball out of bounds. It's another procedure penalty. And so the Milwaukee Lions will take the ball. First down, 47 seconds remaining. They've got one timeout remaining to the Lions. They come out in a shotgun. Two wide receivers right, one to the left, the tight end to the left side. Three down, four down linemen for Tampa. Back to pass, Tommy Bload looking downfield. Throws it underneath there to Gannon. It is complete, but at the 44-yard line, not near enough. He's 11 of 23, two touchdowns, four interceptions, 151 yards for the game. It definitely is. And there's a fake spike. The ball is passed and incomplete. He was trying to get the ball quickly to Tucker Pedbo. Pedbo was being covered by Slick Davidson, and it was one of those plays that could be easily an interception, Brett.
Well, you just kind of snap the ball over there, and if the defender's got a position on that player, on that receiver, yeah.
Offset eye formation is a third and seven. Tight end in motion out of the left side is Kadeef Gannon. The two wideouts on opposite sides. Here comes the blitz. Down goes Bload at the 40-yard line. Fourth down. And it was a linebacker blitz by the Tampa Gator Bait. Back to pass is Bload on fourth down. This is it. The pass over the middle. It's caught by Pedbo. Well shy of the first down marker. He's at the 45. He had to get to the 50. And that's the end of this proceeding here. And the only thing we can take out of this game is what?
Well, it's definitely Tommy Bload's best performance as a quarterback, but four picks is still four picks.
Four picks is four picks, and you're under 50% is under 50%. But at least the Lions have shown that, and maybe it'll give them some confidence. Maybe it'll give Bload some confidence. For all I know, maybe Tommy Bload's out of a job after we leave the air tonight. I have no idea. I've seen good things on the defensive side of the football. I like this guy, Urchin Burley.
What do you think he's got that maybe Reuben Snucker doesn't have?
I think he finishes those runs off. I think he's got a little more power, a little more speed. But this kid, Elton Blast, what a defensive player he is.
Elton Blast with three sacks in this ball game, matching Corey Humpty's best, which was the first or second game of the year. I think it was the second game of the year Corey Humpty pulled three sacks on the New York Pets, if I'm not mistaken. Was that last week? I forget what happened last week now.
We played D.C. last week, and I think Humpty had the three in the first game against New York. So, 19 seconds, a penalty is called on the Milwaukee Lions for jumping offside. 19 seconds to go. They will kneel on it again. Will the Tampa Bay Gator Bait? And the Tampa Gator Bait will go to 2-1. That gives them a temporary lead in the Eastern Division of the Hillbilly Football Conference. The Lions go to 0-3. And we'll see what happens with San Antonio today to see whether or not the Lions are the only 0-3 team in the league. Boy, that'd be pathetic, wouldn't it?
It'd be tough.
It'd be tough, all right. That's the ball game. Tampa 25, the Lions 17. on field goals, on a fumble recovery, four interceptions by Tommy Blow. You can't get over that, but he's got two touchdown passes. And we'll see what else. We'll see you for our post-game report.
It's a beautiful way to be, the way it was for me. A beautiful way to be is the... Hello, I'm Margaret Gray. Join me for my one-woman-only show, Margaret Gray, A Beautiful Way for Me to Be, at the Jesus Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee, starting in October, ending in January, but not because the show is a failure, but because I have to get back to California and raise my son. Okay? I'm sorry to be redundant, but...
A Beautiful Way to Be. At the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee.
Oh, it's a beautiful way to be. That's me. I like that last part.
Yeah, it's great. WANG, Wang. Hi, Dick Ritchie. Following the game, join me as we talk about the issues that Milwaukee cares about. I'll have Police Chief John Giannini on. I'll also be talking with City Councilwoman Cindy Agu about what she's trying to pull with this bond issue that she's floating next week. Do you know that that's going to bankrupt the entire eastern portion of the city where I live? We're going to talk about it and kick it around. And of course, as always, we'll take your phone calls for the piece of shit of the week, which we vote on every day. The piece of shit of the week, we have five of them every single week. That's what makes Dick Ritchie's show unique, and that's what makes All Talk Wang Radio. Oh, we're not All Talk. We do play some music. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Dick Ritchie on Wang, the foremost conservative in Milwaukee. It's Dick Ritchie. Dick Ritchie, Milwaukee, me, you.
Woo, woo, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Welcome back here to Earl Henry Air Park in Clearwater, Florida. And it is time now for... the Milwaukee Lion post-game show, brought to you in part, of course, by our good friends at Barney's Roses and in part by people at Coringer Estates. Coringer Estates, if you work a little harder, you can afford to live in one of our homes. Jack I. Gagner here, Brett Morrison, along with me. And I guess you could say, Brett, we came as close as we were going to come all season in this game to winning one.
Well, it was a wild game because, as you said, Jack, it was rather disoriented to see the Lions jump out to their usual inept start. Lots of turnovers, four picks in the first half of the football game there by Tommy Bloed. Then all of a sudden things changed, and Tommy Bloed started hitting receivers like Tucker Pedbo, started hitting Lawrence Berber, hit Berber for that big gainer that set up the score, and hit Tucker Pedbo for two scores. And the next thing you know, we're back in it.
Not only that, but Urchin Burley started to really turn it on in the second half. I think Burley wound up with, somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 yards rushing. We're going to get the stats here in just a moment. And the defense was doing its usual very, very stellar job, including young Elton Blast.
Elton Blast from Hillbilly One, the defensive tackle that moved into Clayton Skedaddle's spot. He and Jason Cowlick. And with those two defensive tackles, Jack, along with Corey Humpty and Neffy Stowe, I'll tell you right now, we've got one of the best front fours in the Hillbilly Football Conference.
Yep, if only we had the quarterback to match, because when we talk about two touchdown passes from Tommy Bloed, we're also talking about four picks. One of them, I believe, one of his turnovers, I should say, not his pick, but it was a Tommy Bloed fumble that was turned into a touchdown by Peterson Mugga.
Peterson Mugga, the big right end of the Tampa Gator Bait. They don't want to be called Tampa Bay for some reason, I guess because they don't want to be confused with other teams that here.
By the other team that here, slow down.
All right, by the other team that's here. Let me get the stats out. Did we run out of paper?
That touch was ran out of paper, for Christ's sake.
I didn't know about any paper or anything.
When I told you to put paper in the print. Anyway, folks, so let's take a look at some of these numbers. What do you got there, Brett?
Well, we have, first of all, you look at these first downs, 10-7, 3-3 in conversions, both teams. The Lions were 3 of 10, the Gator Bait 3 of 7. Third downs for the Lions, 11 for the Gator Bait. I want to get down and take a look at the sacks. Passing yards, passing TDs, you should say, two passing touchdowns for the Lions, one for the Gator Bait. In passing yards, 145 for the Lions, 154 for the Gator Bait. And the percentage of completions, 48% for the Lions, 31.6% for the Gator Bait. So I wouldn't say that the Gator Bait have anything to write home about here with this quarterback, Sean Snuck.
But they did win the football game, and they won a game last week. Tampa is now 2-1, and one of those games was won by Pete Ilse. So I don't know. Are they going to play musical quarterbacks there or what?
I don't see, with Sean Snuck, I don't see that they gained anything. They got two interceptions on Schnuck to the Lions, and, of course, their knock against Pete Hill was that he was getting picked off too much.
All right, taking a look at the individual stats in the football game, Sean Schnuck had 6-19, 175 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. He was sacked five times, so the Lions were able to get all over that offensive line of the Tampa Gator Bait in terms of pass protection. Taka Boyd, 20 attempts, 69 yards, 3.4 yards per carry, no touchdowns, no fumbles. There was a touchdown pass to Wayne Lick, big touchdown pass in the second half. That was a route. It was a quick strike to the near sideline. He beat, I think it was Beveron Calhoun on the play, and streaked into the end zone for the touchdown. Wayne Lick with three catches, 122 yards, 40 yards per catch. Ereba Michelson, two catches, 55 yards. Tango Carruthers caught one, but he lost yardage on that. Mike Salazar, four field goals, four in this football game. And he accounted, obviously, there for the 16 points offensively. Peterson Mugga with the big fumble recovery. As far as the tackles go, Brett?
Yeah, the leading tackler for the Tampa Gator Bay was Luther Poodle. He had seven. Darian Casbaugh had a sack. There were interceptions by Luther Poodle, by Slick Davidson, by Clyde Wilcock. Let's see, there should be one more there since...
I'll get it. Yeah, get the sheet out of it. What does it say there?
Well, it says that Diego Hugenboo.
How do you get Diego Hugenboo out of Diego Shankford?
I didn't see.
That's an S. Oh, baby, are you stupid. Boy, it must be great to have a rich mother, I'll tell you that.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, Jack, let's take a look here now at our own Milwaukee Lions and see what kind of damage they were able to do in this football game for the Lions. Oh, I can't find the Lions. Where are they?
Yeah, here it is here. You know, give us all... I'm going to beat your ass. Swear to God. Tommy Bload was 12 of 25, 158 yards, 48%, two touchdown passes, four interceptions. So they protected the quarterback better than the Milwaukee Lions. Urchin Burley, 17 rushes, 50 yards. Lawrence Berbers, five catches and 70 yards. Tucker Penbo, five catches, 62 yards, two touchdowns and one drop. Gareef Gannon had a drop. Craig Slatherton with a field goal.
On the defensive side here for the Lions, Darius Bichner was the leading tackle with five. Elton Blass with five and three sacks. Neffy Stoved had a sack in the ball game too. Two interceptions by Beveron Calhoun. I mean, these are some outstanding defensive numbers.
Well, there's no question in my mind that we're going to see some Lions make it to the all-hillbilly team after the season ends. But when you've got an offense that is so shitty, excuse my, you know, language, but I got to say it.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Yeah, I do have to say that. You don't get it, do you? Just because I'm talking calmly.
My mom's going to know about that.
I don't give a fuck at all, Touch. Don't you know that? You got to understand, just because I'm talking calmly doesn't mean that I feel great about this piece of fucking shit team, okay? And they play like shit. Our offense plays like shit, okay? The quarterback sucks. I've made up my mind. Get him out of there. Just get him out of there.
Even the way he played today?
He's playing Tampa. Tampa ain't nothing to write fucking home about either. And Tampa, shit, we should have beat these guys. Looking at the way they played, the only thing I saw on their football team today was that guy, Taka Boyd. I wouldn't give you a fucking pinch of coon shit for their fucking defensive pass rush. Forget it.
Well, anyway, folks, I think, you know...
Here, you do it.
All right.
No, I better do it.
Come on, it's either me or you.
I'll do it. I got a contract. These people will get pissed off. They'll charge me with breach of contract. Anyway... So Elton Blass with three sacks. What else? There was another sack from, it was a sack. Buddy Pearing had a sack on a corner blitz. So all told, there were five sacks, one of them by Stone, three by Elton Blass. And boy, what a debut for Elton Blass, though, on the defensive line. All right, Brett, what do you got? Got any other ball games going on?
We certainly do. We have a whole slate of games going on in the Hillbilly Football Conference. Now let's take a look at what was happening in the Hillbilly Football Conference today. The only game that just underway now, no score in L.A., is Tucson at L.A. That's out being played in Los Angeles right now. And the other games here in, let's see, week number three, we've got San Antonio at Utah. Utah is out in front in that game, 13-6. New York at D.C. D.C. and New York still knotted up at 13 apiece. It is Portland 14, Miami 3. And here we've got Tampa 22, Milwaukee 17 is the final score, and Tucson and L.A. scoreless at the half.
So that'll conclude the action here from Tampa, the final. Milwaukee goes down to defeat the Lions, lose their third straight. And when we finally do get this turned around, it's going to be sweet. Stay tuned for what happens this week. Is Tommy Bload still going to have a job? Am I out of my mind? Am I crazy? Am I blaming everything on Tommy and I shouldn't be? I don't know. And we'll debut Lions Lion with me, Jack I. Gagner, this week as well. Okay, so for myself, along with Brett Morrison and Touch Gerber and Mrs. Edna Gerber and all you little Gerbers, this has been Milwaukee Lions football. Final score, Tampa Gator Bait 22, the Lions 17. And be sure to check Twitter for when, or Twitter, what is it called?
Go Twitter.
I don't, you know, who gives a flying fuck? Check it to find out when the Lions return home, and they should be coming home this evening. Well, they will be coming home this evening. At what time? I don't know. Milwaukee Lion football brought to you in part by Bozo's Pet Pills. Even though the state's closing them down, they'll be back. That's how good Bozo's Pet Pills is. By Coringer Estates, earn more money so you can afford one of our houses. By Barney's Roses, you know how to pick up broads, you just don't know how to buy flowers. Barney's Roses. And, of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Kibler's Detox Center. Dr. Kibble's Detox Center, sorry.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to stop by and say hello.
Dr. Kibble's Detox Center with 15 locations. Some of them may even be open in the Milwaukee area. We'll see you next week. We will be on the road. In fact, the Lions are on the road, as you know, for four straight games. This is the first of four straight. Next week, we'll be in San Antonio. I believe that game is blacked out, though, folks. So the game of the week will be on this PhilHenryShow.com, Phil TV Radio Network. So our game is blacked out next week. And check your listings for the game of the week. The following week, the game will be in Miami. We will be at the Miami Blazing or Raging or Flaming or Fucked Up Palm Tree. This is Jack I. Gagner for Brett Morrison saying so long from Tampa.